Jeff King, before the start of the Iditarod. You're just off a K300 victory. Dogs did great in those 300 miles in Bethel. You've got to be feeling pretty good heading into the 2013 Iditarod.
I really am feeling great. I finished at Cusco with 12 of my 14 dogs, and that's a very big team. I had a very established and significant advantage in the Cusco. The spread was great. So you're right, I feel great, and I have managed to condition the team without dealing with any injuries of any significance. The dog's weight is great. I got a really cool sled I'm really excited about. It's comfortable, handles great. I've had a wonderful winter, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm just already looking forward. A little worried about it all being over, because it's really been great.
Now, you have four victories, of course, and the big five is in. I mean, you could probably taste it.
It's elusive, you know. Susan Butcher, Boozer, Swingley, Mackie, and me all with four. It's been elusive, but it's just a dog race, and if I won it four times, I can win it five times, and I'm sure they say the same thing, which is true. So we people who have been repetitive winners, you know, it's not by accident. They're, you know, maybe John Baker will become the repetitive winner, but I, you know, statistics would indicate someone who's already done it numerous times has a good chance of doing it again, especially coming off of a big win. So I'm very excited about it.
Now, the big five and just the lure of the Iditarod, you took a break, you know, a few years ago. You're back at it. You're racing. You won the K300, a pretty prestigious big-time race. What is it about Mushing and the Iditarod that has you back, that has you hungry for more?
Well, you know, when I was in the Musher meeting this morning and listening to my competitors and the race officials and looking at everybody and talking to fans that, you know, make me feel very good about myself, I'm just going, wow, you know, I wonder what my life would have been like without the Iditarod race. And I don't know, you know, and I'm not at all sorry. In fact, I'm very happy and feel very privileged to have been here when I came, and I'm thrilled with my good health and my aptitude for training dogs and communicating with them and caring for them. And I just really feel so lucky. I have found something that I can carve a life out of that is so much fun.
Let's backtrack a little bit. You talked about your sled. Sounds pretty cozy. You're known for your innovations in sleds and, you know, handlebars, all kinds of things. Does it have a toilet? What's going on with your sled?
Well, my sled this year has a couple of fairly significant differences. The first and most important is it's articulated. It's no longer a single long runner on both sides, but two runners on each side that are connected and can swivel independently, like a semi-truck that goes around the corner, the trailer follows it. My sled is connected securely, but in two parts, and it can wiggle and bend down the trail, both up and down and left and right. And then after years of watching us, myself and my competitors pull our cookers out of the sled and set them up, the first thing we always want to do is get water started for our dogs. And at every checkpoint, we take it out, we unpack it, we set it up, and then when we're done, we put it away. Well, my cooker, I have a custom-made, very secure stand and holder. My cooker is quite functional while I'm moving now, and when I'm stopped, I don't have to unpack it. I just pull a little cover rain fly off of it, and it's what I will sit on when I want to sit down with a tail dragger design. It's in that location, and it's also got a customized burner inside of it that is can be run in two parts, the traditional way where I could create a huge flame heat to heat dog water in a pot, but I've also designed a very small and now tested thoroughly, I believe quite safe, small burner that makes the pot hot, but not too hot for my clothes. I can sit on it, and it's as hot as the electric seats in my Dodge Ram, and maybe a little more. And I've redesigned my parka to drape down around it, so when it's going, the heat just flows right up through my suit. And it's pretty cozy. And I can boil water and heat my meals on any kind of decent trail at all.
Right. Now, with knowing the Dalzell Gorge is there, knowing the steps are there, and all that kind of nebulous section, those sections of trail that kind of throw people up, does it, I mean, I imagine with all those pieces, will it hold together?
Good question. But you're talking to a guy who's been down the Dalzell Gorge 22 times and down the steps 22 times, and I built a lot of stuff. And I have a pretty good idea what it's going to take to hold together. Quite frankly, I think the articulation has reduced stress to my sled, and I think my sled is even less likely to break than it's ever been because we've relieved stress points.
That makes sense. Yeah.
All right. I'm all about making sense.
Right. Fantastic. Well, it's great to have you here. It's great to see you. You, of course, scratched last year outside of Unalakleet. I imagine you are in this to win this, Jeff King style.
You know, I'm in this to drive this dog team to the best of my ability, just like I was last year. And if I step on my cape and fall down, I'll go home. And, you can't do your best without putting it all out there. And if you put it all out there, once in a while, you can fall down. And I'm quite happy with my record. I got nothing to prove, but I have an awesome team this year. It's likely as good as I've ever had. And if the dogs are in fact the thing that wins the Iditarod, then I got a really good shot at it. But I know that it's not just the dogs, but it's a hell of a good start.
All right, well, thank you.
All right.
Jeff King in Anchorage and reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.